It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah, that's true. You do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look here.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
Thursday football is back, baby.
Yeah.
The way it used to be, sucking.
Although we did get a highlight for the season. That was cool.
Oh yeah. Well, two. One not so good. You know, that happens more than you think. It happened in a game I was playing. A young kick returner dropped it before he went into the end zone, but they didn't catch it.
Oh yeah.
They didn't catch it. But guess what? When we got in the film the next day, Belichick slow rolled that thing for about 15 minutes.
He's like, let me roll that back.
No, he's like, hey, what is this? He got, guys, two more steps, you're in the end zone. You couldn't do that two steps later? Two steps. Wow. What's the point? And we sat there. He says he was waiting for an answer. Like, what's the difference in doing that here or there? Is one any cooler? He goes, because doing it this way, you get no glory because it's not a touchdown. Doing it here, we all celebrate you. So please tell me, why would you want to be as close to the end zone as possible? And he goes, I thought I was in the end zone.
Yeesh.
Oof.
That's not the right answer.
He goes, really? He said, because the field has little lines. The end zone has a big, thick line. Where did you cross the thick line? We did that a whole Monday morning. Never happened again. I never do it. I never did it.
Man.
Because, well, the circumstances in which I go in the end zone are never.
More bruising. Froggy, hello.
Hello, sir.
How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Got some candy this morning, so, like, what else do I need, literally?
What are you, like, stripping the building now? Because everybody's out there on a Friday, you're like a raccoon going from studio to studio?
I'm a vulture. I'm looking at Radio Libre's bowl from here, dude. I mean, it's November. Who needs candy anymore, right?
It's true. Are you going to get some peanut butter pumpkins today, Leroy? Or is that only an Easter thing?
Ooh.
No, look. Y'all can fool the people by upcharging your Reese's by making different shapes different times of the year. To me, it's just a peanut butter cup. So I don't care if I get the peanut butter cup 3 days after Halloween, 3 days after Easter. It's still a peanut butter cup, but you got to give me a deal. So
the answer is yes. So the answer is
yes. Yeah. No. Yeah. It's just like, you know them big giant hearts with all the candies in it?
Yep.
Oh, the Horde family going to get them a big one about 3 days after. You want to play a little roulette.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory like the Sportage, the Sorento, the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Miami Dolphins, of course, take on the Buffalo Bills Sunday at 1 o'clock. Marcos has his cheetah jersey on right now. See if he can get in the end zone this week. No Javon Holland, no Julian Hill, no Zach Seeler, no Kader Kohu. They missed practice yesterday. We'll see if we get a status update on them from Coach McDaniel here.
He broke his eye real good.
Yeah.
That wasn't just a punt poke in the eye.
He didn't need surgery, though.
Yeah, but sometimes, all right.
Captain Sano shows no mercy.
Sometimes the surgery helps it heal faster, depending on how evasive you have to be. Because, you know, nature can take its course and bones do heal on their own, right? But it's a longer process. That's why sometimes with shoulders and stuff like that, they just go in and secure the area instead of letting nature take its course. So.
Speaking of, by the way, Wild Halloween, is JFig okay? Is she coming to the studio today?
That's what I was wondering. I was like, oh, okay.
She like on a candy crash? What's going on with
maybe
her?
Maybe she's coming in studio or something. I thought you knew more than me. We'll find out.
I don't know.
We'll send out the...
Well, you know she got her crew.
Well, she's listening. Probably. She'll text in like 3 seconds.
Yeah, that's true.
If she's coming in studio, she'll be there in like 10 minutes.
You know she got that crew where they just go out and act a fool.
Right.
Right. Right. So she might, yeah.
Who knows?
Do a wellness check on JFig.
Hurricanes, they take on Duke tomorrow, high noon.
Let me ask,
Hard Rock Stadium.
Earlier in the week, you were confident, but not
fearful of the worst scenario.
Has closer to game day kind of moved you a little more secure?
Every time I listen to Cam Ward, I feel more secure. I do think that there are things the Canes have to be careful of because Duke is very good at taking away the football. I think they're like second in the nation in takeaways. And the Canes have been a little willy-nilly sometimes.
Willy-nilly.
So there are elements to this game that I do fear, but...
I'm going to tell you what you're thinking right now. You look at what Duke can do. You look at what Miami has done. And if a storm gets together at the wrong time, Miami could find themselves on the wrong end of it, not having an opportunity to come back.
Right.
I know what you're saying. Too many turnovers. They take advantage of the turnovers.
Well, they don't take advantage of it. That was the one thing that was last week.
That
was crazy.
They had great defense. Their offense is...
Yeah, like last week, didn't they have 6 turnovers last
six
week?
6 turnovers and lost to SMU.
That's crazy. That has to be, I don't know about a record, but that has to be, the percentages of that have to be incredibly rare.
Yes. Yes. Usually, every coach will say, as their first, what do you need to win the game? Win the turnover battle. Now, I don't know how you get 6 turnovers. The other team, that means they never had the damn ball.
It's crazy.
Yep.
Still won, though.
Yep. Thursday night football gets another one. We've been talking about C.J. Stroud for a year and a half. And Thursday night football got him because he missed a whole lot of open guys.
The Jets ended up winning yesterday 21-13. Their record is now 3-6 on the season. And of course, the highlight that everybody's talking about is the Garrett Wilson one-hander back of the end zone, got the shin down, and that was a beaut.
He owed Rodgers a couple, because that ball kicked his ass a couple of times in the same game.
I just saw Marcus's chat.
Found Figgy.
She was sleepy poo. I told you she had that candy crash. Too much candy.
Dude. Glad she's okay.
You know, liquor has sugar in it too.
The good stuff, though.
The good stuff.
J-Vic saying, call me. J-Vic, we were worried about you. Sorry. You know, I was like, hey, she's not here. Yeah, I don't understand what's going on. Sorry for being concerned.
Scary.
Panthers take on the Dallas Stars in Finland today. 2:00 is your puck drop.
You got that.
ESPN finally updated it, by the way. Nice of them.
This was amazing to me. You work on the station.
I know.
That carries the game, and you listen to ESPN.
I thought we were wrong. ESPN is a partner, too. They have ESPN Plus.
Not like here.
Crazy.
If the station that has the team says 2:00, now, in fairness, you could get 2-3 emails on the same topic. So it's not necessarily out of the realm. Mm. But usually they're right with the game times and the pre-games and stuff like that. Because that's where the money is. Right?
Yep.
So they ain't going to mess that up. ESPN, they're willy-nilly with the times. Like,
they are willy-nilly. You know,
yeah. Monday Night Football.
I can't trust them anymore. It's over now.
Monday Night Football starts at 8, but if you tune in at 8, you're going to be watching commercials and pregame for another 15, 20 minutes.
NBA action last night. Grizzlies hammered the Bucks. Hammered them.
Hey, I saw the score, and I'm like, oh, no.
Woof. Interesting. Ja Morant, triple-double.
Hey, question. What if they traded Dame? You out on that?
Oh, no.
I'm back, baby.
Oh, no.
Wait. I'm back.
Oh, no.
Here's the problem.
Giannis had 37 in a 30-point loss.
Here's the problem, though. And this is a
23, sorry.
Here's a fact, right? That if you bring one of those stars in, you're going to have to give up somebody good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it becomes difficult, because, like, the way this team is constructed, it's hard to just plug somebody else in. That's why you notice they bring a lot of the young guys in, because they can get them to buy in. If you bring a star in, how long will it take them to see? Terry Rozier came in. He filled a role that the team needed.
Yeah, but he did take time to fill in, for sure.
What? He only played 8 games.
I know, but even in the games that he did play, like, it took probably 3-4
Yeah, but
weeks.
That's middle of the season. So, yeah, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But if you bring a star in, how does that?
So we'll have a little fun, baby.
You know,
we'll
you
have
know,
to find out.
Like, this dude, hey, I'm bringing up legitimate, like, questions that, you know, you may have.
It's a bad week to get me. All right. You know, if they would have beaten the Knicks, you know, if they beat Sabonis, then I'll be Wile E. Coyote.
4 games into the season.
I'm not depressed. I mean, they got kicked. They got kicked in the teeth, dude. I'm tired of them losing at home. By the way, Paolo Banchero out indefinitely, torn abdomen.
Hey.
Oof.
Hey, let me tell you something. You don't realize how painful that is till you just lift your arm. There is nothing you can do without doing that except blink.
Other scores.
So if you turn your head, you turn this. You lift your legs, all attached. Everything is attached to your core.
Other scores last night, Spurs beat the Jazz 106-88. Victor Wembanyama, 25 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, 5 steals, 5 blocks.
Jesus. That stat line never ended.
Suns take out the Clippers. They came back from 21 down. They win 125-119. Devin Booker, 40 points, 8 assists.
There's another guy you've put on your radar.
And the Rockets top the Mavs 108-102. Just for Marcos, Klay Thompson 2-for-9 from 7. Two for 9 from 3-point land.
Oh, guys, is anyone surprised here? Back to normal. Here we go. I hope my DMs are going to be as flooded as they were a couple days ago now.
The Heat will be back in action tomorrow against the Washington Wizards in Mexico City at 9:30 p.m. And the Miami Heat, they have announced in partnership with Mickey and Madeline Arison Family Foundation and Carnival Cruise Line, they are making a $2 million donation to direct relief to assist in the recovery efforts in the aftermath of Hurricanes Helene and Milton. So great job by them.
In North Florida?
I think and the Carolinas too, yeah?
In the Carolinas, yeah.
Both of them. So great job by the Arison family and Carnival Cruise Line. We'll take a break. Lots to get into. Obviously, a busy weekend ahead. We'll welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Tell you guys up until 2 here on the program. Miami Hurricanes coming up tomorrow at noon. That means we have pregame coverage getting going. Am I going to be in the montage or is that too slight? I don't know how that.
That wasn't it. We're good. You're good on that one.
I was like, it was one of those where like I hesitated, but the ref didn't see it.
No, ref didn't see it. But if I was good. Bill Belichick, we'd spend 15 minutes on a Monday going over.
100%. But yeah, tomorrow pregame coverage begins at 8 a.m. Danny Rabinowitz, Brian Monroe, they will get you ready for Canes, Duke. And I agree with Schmeathen where he says biggest game of Mario's career. Wow. You can't lose to the guy who lost to FIU. Not only that, you can't lose to the guy that you replaced. There's heavy stakes here in coaching. You know, I think that there really is. And I think that, you know, this is definitely one of those. I mean, it's already a monster one because the Canes have been, you know, they've been flirting with disaster on some of these games. They've had some incredible moments. They are sniffing on the doorstep of getting through this ACC. Yeah, it's a monster. It's, you know, it's a sleepy nooner. It's one of those you got to be aware of too. But I do think they have the better team. I think ultimately they have the better team and they should win. But yeah, there are definitely, there are outside things that make me nervous, and there are elements of that Duke team, specifically on their defense, that, you know, just you got to be aware of. You got to be aware of. They're really playing with they're not playing with a whole lot to lose. All the pressure in this game is going to be on Miami. Is going to be like, and if I'm Manny Diaz, I know that, and I'm playing a real aggressive style coming into this one. A willy-nilly style, and I'm trying to put as much on Cam Ward's plate as I can, but I do think that Cam is right. One of the things that was great about last week is it showed Miami's not one-dimensional. I don't feel like they're as Cam-reliant. I understand that FSU sucks, but they also didn't really lean on Cam Ward to win that game, where even against some other opponents, it really was like, hey, dude, bail us out here.
Dave... They've run the ball pretty well for the most part all year. I think as the season goes on, the reason why it looks better is because they don't spread the carries out as much. You see what I mean? Early in the year, you get 2-3 running backs getting 5 or 6 carries. And so it gets a little skewed. Now you got a horse.
Yep, Martinez.
So
Martinez and Moose, and then you go Fletcher in there as well. And then they got the AJ Allen drive, which will inevitably that freshens everybody up in the third, fourth quarter. Right.
But that's kind of, so now they have a definitive, you know, chain of command at the running back position. And so that's how that also adds to why they look like they're running the ball so much better. Because in early in the season, they go, okay, you got this series, you got this series, you got this series. It's sometimes hard for a running back. So nobody gets into a group. Now they go, Martinez, you go take the first three. Fletcher, you come in and get this one. And, you know, kind of like that. The other thing is that we just didn't talk about the offense, but the defense has let a lot of teams just go right down the field and do what they want.
Big chunk plays.
Right. And so from that standpoint, while we're talking about Cam didn't have to save us, it almost seemed like it was a conscious effort not to have the defense out there. So they ran the ball more. And even with that.
Interesting, yeah.
Old Intangible went out there and ran. I mean, that was the
so far. How did he
that was the slowest 49, 50-yard run I have ever seen with no defenders around.
Nope. I was like, is anyone going to catch that intangible flying down the field?
He wasn't flying, though.
He was flying like a blimp. Like from Pompano. Like, Pompano Goodyear.
Point for Toby.
So,
how was that guy's name? Crow, whatever the hell was his name?
I don't know. Forget. Chrome cough or Chrome cold. It was crazy. Right. So a true freshman, nonetheless. You think they're doing kind of like what Cleveland's doing with Deshaun Watson? When Yugi Wagale, whatever his name is, when he comes back, like I'm just saying, they say, take your time
coming
back.
Baby. Take your time.
Yeah.
That's NIL money sunk. Damage is done there. You think somebody else is going to give him another try next year? Or you think he's done.
Is he? He's been in college for like 17 years.
Dude, I mean, the Canes have a tight end with a doctorate.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I think it's one of those, like, can he, he's like,
hey, he's a perfect example of how you can play football and get your education.
Hey, guys.
All of it. He got all of the education. He went to school so long, they kicked him out of school.
DJ Uyunglele here. Hey, you guys ever see that game I filled in for Trevor Lawrence? I'm like,
that was in 1875.
Is that Uyunglele again? Yeah, we know about you filling in for Trevor Lawrence.
We get enough. It.
We get it, dude. You're football Matt Flynn. You're college Matt Flynn.
Yeah, Matt Flynn had, but he had them two games in.
Oh, dude.
He threw for 400 back to back.
Wasn't one of them five?
It was crazy. He like never played because of Russ.
Nope. Let's see. Matt Flynn, best game. 480 yards passing, 6 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
You think Green Bay knew something? Because guess what? They say, go ahead, buddy. Go do you.
Pretty wild. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just one of those things. I was definitely more nervous in the beginning of the week than I am, but I definitely think this is a game where Duke has been respectable this year. They obviously have, you know, look, Manny's a good defensive coach. He's a good defensive coach. He has been a good defensive coach. This is not something that I think should be surprising. That was the most points they had given up all year last year, and that was that was in overtime. Now, yeah, but they were able to turn them over a crazy amount of times too. I mean,
6 times and don't win.
That's crazy. How do you get minus 6 in the turnover battle and you lose? That's insane.
So here's the thing. This is one of those games where, and you hear coaches say this, attention to detail. So that means you're on a drive. Let's not shoot ourselves in the foot by lining up wrong. Let's not have pre-snap penalties. Let's not, on defensive side of the ball, jump off sides on 3rd and 4 and give them a free first down. Everybody just hone in on what you have to do. And, you know, talent-wise, you're better. The only way that talent line could be evened out is by turnovers, stupid mistakes, extending their drives with penalties, costing you drives with penalties, and then the game ends up being a lot closer than it should be. Because guess what? That's what happened last week. It was like that game was close for way too long because of all the stuff going back and forth. So,
oh, good.
So from that standpoint, it's kind of a.
Here's a good thing.
Let's work on us.
Here's a good thing.
What?
I'm just reading a headline from Duke Wire. Duke football coach Manny Diaz expresses faith in kicker Todd Pelino after a rough SMU game.
Yes. Whew.
Good. We missed an extra point, two field goals.
Wide right. Here we come.
They don't have Borgalis in there, right?
I don't think so.
All the Borgalis stay in Florida.
I don't think
Wasn't this one a transfer from FIU?
No, I think his brother was.
That was the last Borgalis.
Last Borgalis. The one. Remember now that Borgalis beat Manny Diaz as the FIU kicker. Then they took the whole Borgalis family. That was hey, maybe we should have taken this Borgalis family.
Oh my goodness. So we've had a Borgalis kicking for what? 6 years? 5 years?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Take a break here. We might have a special guest stopping by here in just a minute. Huh? Back after this. Welcome back, Tobin.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Leroy here with you. Take you up until 2 here on the program.
There is not one.
Not one.
I wish it was. They got a 2-minute pregame? The game doesn't start until 2:20?
From what I understand, the Panthers only do pregame if it's on the 30s. That's how it works. You get a 30-minute pregame, and that's how that works. So, but, hey, of course.
Hey.
What?
Dear Panthers, you just won the Stanley Cup. You better get that munion. Stop 100%. Stop messing around. You need if you can get some type of advertising for an hour. Do an hour show. Keep saying it. Stanley Cup champs. Yeah.
It's Canes Duke week, which means it's Canes versus Manny Diaz week. There's only one man we should talk to when it's Canes taking on Manny Diaz, and that is, of course, Robbie the Degenerate. Hello, Robbie.
Hello. What's up, gentlemen?
How are you, buddy?
You're still talking into that sphere, huh?
He does. He still's got that COVID.
Yep.
Still the COVID sphere and still got that spotty internet. How are you, buddy?
From my internet, it's great except for the not record internet. But it's fantastic, man.
Internet needs Blue Chew. How are we feeling this week, Robbie? How are we feeling going into this game? Nope, his internet sucks. Let's have him. Let's have him. We'll just have him call in.
Hey, you see that iPad right on his eyeballs?
I do.
Hey, let me tell you something. We went to Crawl Debauchery.
Yep.
He had all the honeys huddled around watching. What were they watching? Was it football?
Man, he's always got the iPad ready. He had it at the Christmas party.
Oh, you guys, let me. I was getting ready to call him. Internet still, you know. I'm using a hotspot too. It should be rock harder than that. But this is awkward.
I love this. I love this. Robbie's internet is messed up. Tobin's still muted. Leroy's eating. J-Fig just woke up again. This has been a solid start to the show, I gotta admit.
It has been. I'm sorry, Froggy. We got it all going for us. But yeah, his internet is his internet's a little bit wonky. I'll send him the guest line. He can just call in.
I don't understand. For years, as long as we've known him, he's had the same internet.
It's hard to get it's hard to get in some wall. Maybe he's got old walls. I don't know.
No, dude, come on now.
It's hard to say. It's hard to say what we got. I don't know, but certainly this will work out. It'd be just like Alonzo Mourning. You know, if it works for Alonzo Mourning, it'll work for Robbie the Degenerate. Hello, Robbie.
Oh yeah, I'm back. Finally. Yeah, you know what? I still have the same internet. It's what happens when you don't have rock hard internet. When you go wireless, you know, you leave it up to the gods. And things like this happen.
It does. You do leave it up to the gods.
It only happens to you.
Well, Wi-Fi is for the birds. That's why we need to have, you know, wired Ethernet, you know, sheer connection all the time. Wi-Fi is for the birds.
That's right.
How are you feeling going into tomorrow, Robbie? It's a sleepy nooner. These are things that make you nervous, but what do you feel? Canes, Duke.
Well, I am very nervous. A sleepy nooner, and B, the defense is very suspect. They played Florida State last week. That was a freebie. But, you know, even a game like against Cal, giving up 38 points to Cal and Mendoza in quarterback, the miracle they won that game. Virginia Tech did whatever they wanted, it seemed like, on offense. And Louisville put up 45. And then Duke is the kind of team where Malik Murphy could run around and create problems with his Canes defense. A Texas transfer quarterback. At 21 points, I think it's a way too many points. I think we're in for a close game, plus the Manny Diaz revenge factor, the guy who took his job. And, you know, I think Manny Diaz is going to be his Super Bowl. He wants to stick it to the Canes, and rightfully so. So I think it's going to be a very close game, high-stress affair on a sleepy nooner.
I kind of agree with him, Leroy. Like, I think that
we've pretty much mentioned all of the same things. The only thing I said, Robbie, was their offense is not nearly as good as all the other offenses that the Canes have given up a lot of points to.
Except for Cal. I mean, Cal lost to Florida State. I mean, that's all you need to know about Cal.
Yeah, true.
It is one of these things. Like, has Manny Diaz at Duke impressed you at all? Like, they have a very weird game last week where they get a bunch of turnovers. They still lose because they don't have a kicker. I know nobody's probably tuned into more Duke games than you, just out of hate watching. Has he impressed you at Duke so far?
Well, I think you have to give him some credit. Although maybe this is what we had the same debate with, you know, back in the OG Hurricanes when Larry Coker took over. Oh, he took over for Butch's team. Was it Larry Coker? Was it Butch? Manny Diaz taking over for Mike Elko's team, who Mike Elko left for Texas A&M. So we have to ask the question, is it Manny Diaz or is it Mike Elko doing the work? But I think getting Duke to six wins and Malik Murphy, you know, getting the transfer from him, it wasn't a Mike Elko player. You got to give him somewhat credit for what he's done at Duke, already winning six games at Duke, and he probably should have won last week. And Manny's familiar place. He didn't have a field goal kicker last week, missed a bunch of kicks, and, you know, had to go to overtime and went for two. And then he can use, that's his favorite go-to move, is he didn't have a kicker. So four plays away from 7-0. He could have definitely used that last week. But no, Manny has not done a bad job at Duke. I got to give him some credit, but still TBD, especially with Mike Elko's players.
But Robbie, I'm curious. Have you ever witnessed a game where a team got six turnovers and still lost?
Never in the history of that. I don't think I've ever seen it. And not just six, but they themselves committed zero turnovers. It was a net six differential in turnover margin, and they still lost. Well, I don't know if you count missed field goals as turnovers. They had a chippy to win the game, like, you know, that in the end of regulation, and it got blocked.
Yeah, I know that. I can't believe they're sticking with that kid.
Who else you gonna get? Who,
I don't know.
Like, it's not like the pros, dude. You know, the kid that's at home trying to get in college as a kicker is like the kid they had in Miami.
McKicken.
We saw him one time.
He got that win, though. What game was that?
I don't know. That was against Virginia. It was against Virginia.
Oh my God! What a time to be alive. Okay, so for the Canes, obviously the defense has been suspect. Were you impressed that they were able to lean on the run game a little bit more? Cam Ward saying they're not one dimensional, or just you have to chalk that up to FSU sucks.
Well, I mean, you do have to chalk it up to FSU sucks, but it's also a rivalry game. You know, you had to say that going in. Maybe that's why they just lean on the running game. They thought, you know, FSU sucks. Let's not, you know, make crazy plays, razzle dazzle, and we don't need to. I could totally understand that. And they haven't been doing that every single game. There's been games where Cam Ward's literally saved them. Like, this team would have real problems if not for Cam Ward. Like, you know, he might win the Heisman just based on that. Like, how bad this Canes team would be if it wasn't for Cam Ward. But yeah, you can't have Cam Ward making all, like, you know, doing razzle dazzle plays all the time. He did take four sacks against Florida State. And, you know, and look, he hasn't missed a game. So it's going back to Incarnate Word. I don't think he's missed a game as a starting quarterback. So, and it's amazing with all the sacks he takes and all that he holds onto the ball. He almost invites the defensive line to come at him so he can make a crazy razzle dazzle play and get out of it. So, yeah, but it's good to lean on the running game. Maybe not expose Cam Warren more than you have to expose him.
Wow. I'm excited for this.
Robbie uses 1960s, like, vernacular.
Is this the most
razzle, you wanted? Dazzle.
Is this the most you wanted a Canes win that wasn't of bowl or significant status in a while because of how much you dislike Manny Diaz?
Well, I mean, I still have my issues with Cristobal. I know things have been going well this year, but I'm still bitter about Georgia Tech last year, the buffoonery that was last year. So, I mean, look, yeah, I do want to win this game, but I could kind of, if Manny Diaz somehow gets his revenge game, you know, I'd have to kind of eat it. I'm not intensely that hate watching on Manny Diaz, I'm rooting it pretty hard.
I would say this is one of those things. It's like if Manny Diaz is able to win this, and you're I don't know if you heard that caller from Alabama for Feinbaum where he was giving out strikes, but if you got Middle Tennessee and you have not giving away a win by not kneeling and then losing to Manny Diaz, that's getting to be a lot of strikes for Mario Cristobal. There's a lot of pressure on him on this one too. You can't lose to the guy you replaced.
Yeah, and you don't. They don't play. The Canes aren't going. They're going to play the whole season without playing a game against a ranked opponent. So if they lose this game, and you know Clemson and SMU, they don't play each other. They win out, then the Canes don't make the ACC championship game, and they really don't have a good resume to sit on if they lose this game without, especially not playing a ranked team. And you have those strikes. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
All right, Robbie. Enjoy your weekend, buddy.
All right, Robbie.
All right, hey, you guys are invited to poker on Wednesday. I sent you guys a text. I sent you you ghosted me.
Wow.
Because you're having it in the Keys, dude.
No, it's not. It's not in the Keys.
to me and Tobin?
Well, yeah, you guys are both invited. I'm just letting you know. You guys are up. I'm just.
All right.
See you, man.
All right, see you.
There you go. Robbie, like, the degenerate.
When he, like, dude, he doesn't even live down there.
What did he say? Yeah, he told us it's in Coconut Grove. It might as well be the Keys.
That's what I'm saying.
It might as well be the Keys.
I, like, looked at it and said, ooh, Robbie, wow. I'm going to hang out with Rob. Nope.
I like how he even put in the text. He is right. We ghosted him. I apologize for that, Robbie. But when I saw Coconut Grove, I was, like, probably looking at it going, never going to happen.
Right. That's what, I mean, that, like, Sometimes you put the invite out there knowing damn well that the person ain't going to come, but you want to let them know, hey, think about your buddy. You want to, you know, come on through. You're more than welcome, right? Come on. Wow.
Wow.
That guy. Like, he is the youngest, oldest friend that I have.
Razzle right? Dazzle. That's
Razzle what Dazzle.
I agree with him, though. I do see sometimes Cam Ward is kind of, I'm like, you could have thrown the ball away.
No, Cam, what we see that makes me nervous, too, is when he scrambles to run, how laissez-faire he is. Just
my God.
Like slow. Step out of laissez-faire.
Laissez-faire?
Yeah.
All right. What are we
doing? I don't want to insult Big Spoon or Mima.
True.
Because, you know, anytime that's not how you say it. I'm like, okay. English kick your ass every day. I don't say nothing to you, Mima.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
English and instructions on a marriage certificate.
Oh, my goodness.
Blue Pen, like, Mima.
That might be one of the funniest stories ever, because we came back and they were folding up all the papers and putting them away.
We got it for you.
Still don't know if I'm married. I really still don't know.
I mean, I think you would have heard no by now, I would think.
I don't check the mail.
No, just go online, dummy.
I don't go online.
Just go online and see if your marriage license is good.
I got the Robbie internet issue. I can't deal with that.
Do it there. Do it at work. It takes 2 seconds to check if you got a marriage license.
Gotta write a ticket.
We'll take a break. Our Tua is next.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
Cycle of Doom.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.